all the Ulster players are absolutely ecstatic. The Ulster crowd have never heard a voice as good for quite a while. And you have to say that Rossing in their last 5 or 10 minutes didn't do themselves any favours with some of their antics, especially with young Shanahan. They bullied him round the pitch, but the wee man stood up to everything that was there. And now, I mean, it's all set up. Ulster now have 4 wins and a bonus point. That gives them 17 points. Going to play Leicester next week, and who knows what can happen. Racing get their bonus point there from that one as well. But, I mean, really, that is an outstanding performance from Ulster. They have had a great record against all the great sides, and I suppose it was fitting to say that it's 20 years this year since they beat the three best sides, that from saying all Columbia is to lift the trophy in 1999. And I'm led to believe that that team were having a bit of a celebration before the game today. But really, you have to say that you would not believe this is the same Ulster side we witnessed against Connacht and against Leinster. But having said that, there was a lot of changes in the team. But really, you have to say that the coaches, McFarland and Jared Payne and all, have taken a lot of stick. But really, you have to hand it to them what has happened here today. I mean, this is a side that's virtually impregnable in French rugby. Nobody expected them to come here and win. A lot of us felt there was an opportunity, but midway through the second half, it was difficult because Ulster made a few mistakes, but the French didn't capitalise. And then a couple of turnovers were absolutely brilliant. Just to go through what happened really after a minute was Billy Burns kicked the penalty to make it 3-0. Then there was a great line-out ball off the top. The ball was moved wide, and Louis Ludic made the extra man for Robert Bolcombe to go over in the corner. That made it 8-0. 13 minutes, another try for Ulster when Jacob Stockdale got the ball outside his winger, chipped ahead, and over 13-0. But as we knew, Rossing would come back centre. Vakatara, he went over 13-5. But another try for Ulster in 24 minutes. When Addison chipped ahead and Stockdale took advantage, beat 3 men of the ball, 16-5. The French team back again. Simon Zeebo over in the corner, 16-10. That was the score at half-time. And you wondered, you know, just how would it go? Finn Russell, who normally is a very good kicker, missing both those conversions. Rossing them were offside at 45 minutes, a penalty to 20 metres, but Ulster didn't really make anything of it. But in 47 minutes, Addison break to Stockdale. He beat his opposite number and he chipped ahead. That made it 21-10. And that really then, Addison converting, making it 23-10. At that stage, one thought that possibly that was going to be the game as such. But then it kept going, and Racing came back again with Bruce Deal on their fullback, taking advantage of a couple of weak tackles. Addison converting, that made it 23 points. Or he missed wide again, 23-15. And then the final quarter probably was an absolute classic. Can't wait to get home tonight, really, to see this game again and see all the different things. 63 minutes, there was a bit of a bad kick by Will Addison. One of the few things he did wrong tonight, it was countered. There was 4 missed tackles, reminiscent of the Leinster last week. And it saw Clemamac going over, and this time Russell converted. So 23-22 and still 16 minutes to go, but Ulster really fought it out, and their defence was absolutely brilliant. 3 great turnovers, I think the one on the 75th minute whenever Rossing were right under the post. They turned that one over and they got it away. Unfortunately, they lost the line-out. Rossing then moved it left, and the winger got over, but the referee was right on the spot, Matt Carley. He had judged the pass to me forward, and everybody thought, is this the wee bit it happens? And then with 2 minutes to go, Ulster forced 2 penalties, really from just sheer doggedness and strength on the halfway. And then Rossing conceded with about 35 metres out, and Addison converted to make the final score, 26-22. And really, and it's really revitalised the Ulster season, because, I mean, when you look at the start of the season and the group they were in, the Scarlets, who were virtually impregnable, who have been beaten home and away. Now next week they go to Leicester. They have 17 points. Leicester, I'll be interested to see how they do tomorrow. But Leicester really haven't had the greatest of seasons. And you would have to think that Ulster will really be buoyant by this one. But I think the great thing about it here is that the Ulster public now have got back their mojo for this Ulster side. And certainly from a few disappointing performances where criticism was correct, I think one can only say after this performance today, absolutely magnificent, and you have to take your hat off to all these lads, excuse me, who have really shown what it's like against a side which has got world-class players, against a side who are probably paid five times more than what the Ulster players have paid. But nevertheless, I think what happened today, Chris, with a bit of heart and a commitment and belief in yourself, you can do anything. So the final score today in the Champions Cup game at the King's Band, sorry about the voice, it's just about to last, was Ulster 26, Racing 22.